I'm Scott McCullough, Planning Director.
All right. I think with that, we've got a involved presentation here. We've had several different parts regarding an interesting development plan. I will turn it over to Scott to sort of walk us through what we're going to do and how we're going to do it.
Good morning, Commission. Scott McCullough with the Planning Office. Today, per your direction in your mid-month study session meeting, we have a project that has been active in our department for a little bit. It involves an annexation request, a comprehensive plan amendment, and a rezoning request that Jeff is going to walk you through a little bit more details here in a minute. From a process standpoint, we're going to, this is a study session. It has a rezoning request component, which, as you know, is a quasi-judicial matter before you. It will have its formal public hearing on July 21st, this month, just a couple of weeks from now. And so how we would like to run the study session is really just between the commission and staff. We'll provide you a presentation. And then what's valuable to us and the applicant is to get from you any other information that you think would be valuable to you as you consider this at your formal meeting later this month. I do want to take a minute and just introduce you, or have the applicant introduce himself and his team, so that you have a face to be familiar with later this month. And so, Chris.
Good morning, everyone. I am Chris Chalice with Collett. Our sister company, Sooner Investment, is also involved with us, and so you might see both of those names. I'm with the development team, and really appreciate you all and your time this morning. My team here with us is Land Plan, Brian Sturm at Land Plan, and then Dan and Pat Watkins is our local counsel here. Thank you all for your time, and if there's anything my team or I can do for you all, certainly please let us know. Thanks.
With the PowerPoint presentation we'll provide you this morning, we've also provided some preliminary information on this project in terms of just forwarding on the applicant's information that will show up again later this month. They have provided us a retail market study, which is not a requirement of this kind of application. What is required is that staff will provide an analysis to you per our code with our reports. They have provided a little more information. We have a concept plan that we'll share with you, that it is concept only. We do not have a site plan application in. We do not have a plat application in. So it is conceptual. There are some elements of it that we will be working with the applicant on, and with KDOT, since this is adjacent to a state highway, we have additional work to do on some of those elements. So again, at the end of our presentation, I would ask that if there's other information that you want us to confirm that we will be providing, or that you think would be valuable, please let us know, and we'll do that. But we'll refrain from any kind of deep discussion on the merits of the proposal or that kind of issue. Save that for our July 21st meeting. So with that, yes, sir.
Just can you make it absolutely clear as to what the visitors are, what's expected of the visitors? Are you saying no questions?
Yeah, I think the what's expected of the audience, like is true in most of your mid-month meeting, is that this isn't a participation kind of meeting. That's what the hearing is for. They will have an opportunity to provide any input and comments in written form and verbal form either before the meeting. We have a 10 a.m. Monday morning, July 21st deadline to receive written comments. And then, of course, anyone can come and provide you verbal comments at their meeting. I appreciate that question.
So it's actually an instruction for the audience as much as to us.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, I would ask Jeff Crick, our planner in our office, to come down and advise you of this project and introduce it to you, and then take your questions. Thank you.
Good morning.
kind of get you oriented to the location here. The parcels that are in question today are the ones that are highlighted pink and circled with the orange there to make it very clear. It's about 169 acres. It's just below K-10 and along 59 Highway to the south. Currently, it's mostly agricultural land, as you see there. Part of it is in the city. Part of it is currently in the county. Of course, along this parcel is also, since it's so close to the Wakarusa River, there are some floodplain and floodway considerations that are moving throughout the land there. A little bit hard to see there. The darker red is actually going to be your floodway. The lighter pink that you see there is going to be the floodplain portion that is encumbered on the parcel. Currently, this is in the revised Southern Development Plan, and the land use map that was adopted with that plan is on the screen now. The red with the dots, which is on the left part of the parcel there, is auto-related commercial. The yellow with the hashing there is traditional neighborhood design, which is one of the options that was incorporated into the revised Southern Plan. As far as Horizon 2020 goes, you can kind of see on the map there, it is circled again. The dot indicates that this would be an auto-related center in Horizon 2020, and beyond the fringes right there. So kind of going more into the meat of the particular applicant here, total square footage for the site is approximately 538,550. We're talking about three different zoning categories at present. One would be a CR, there would be a CRFP, which is the lighter pink as you can see on the kind of far right of the image, and also an open space FP, which would be the floodway and some of the other floodplain towards the bottom of the site. With the proposal that is being brought forward, we're seeing on their indicated plans, there's going to be four anchor stores that are totaling 198,000 square feet. There are going to be four junior anchor stores, which would be 51,000 square feet in total. Two retailers, that would be about 18,000, and a grocer, which is about 25,000 square feet. In total, when it's fully constructed and built out, there will be approximately 15 out parcels. So some of those, as you can see in the plans that were forwarded on, are just kind of located as pad sites without buildings on them at present. For the bulk of the site, though, it's general retail, restaurant, office, healthcare, fuel and convenience stores, and a hotel that is approximately 8,000 square feet with 100 rooms that would be located to the south of the main shopping center. So, and of course, this is the plan that kind of orients you here. The purple to the top of the screen is the hotel. Your major anchor stores are kind of the darker orange. The junior anchors and retail are the lighter orange that you see there. And the yellow, which is kind of on the upper right portion there, would be the specialty grocery store. Kind of as it goes forward here, the annexation request, you can see part of it is in the city, which is indicated in yellow. The part in blue is the part to be annexed into the city of Lawrence. And of course, this is just kind of a wider view of the rezoning that was mentioned earlier. This is provided by the applicant here. This is the subject site, kind of as it is with inside the revised Southern Development Plan. So you can kind of see that it's a little bit kind of split, if you will, in that portion there. And of course, the revision of that would look like this. That's a little bit hard to see on your screen here, so the packet may be the better option to kind of view the detail that are within this item. Of course, as part of the plan, the transportation network is still very conceptual and discussions are ongoing with this, but this would be one of the kind of items that would be worked out as we're moving forward here, which would be the relocation of right-of-way. The part to the north in green is the existing right-of-way that would be reverted to the orange part, as you can see, as it kind of moves to the site. So that's about what we have right now. I'm happy to answer any questions as we proceed.
Commissioner, I might just also extend this a little bit in saying that, I mean, if there obviously are going to be the comp plan amendment issues to address, which we'll give you a staff, by the way, we'll have a staff report for you today, obviously. We'll provide that to you for your hearing July 21st. So there'll be comp plan land use compatibility issues that we'll be providing to you. There'll be policy issues related to retail analysis, location and amount and that kind of thing. And then of course just the rezoning requests themselves and the golden criteria and the considerations of those items. So again, if you have any input or questions or comments for us today, we're happy to take them. And we wanted to you asked earlier this year to bring you some of these projects. This is introduction to make the hearing go a little smoother and give you a little more time with it than the typical week that you get. So, Commissioner Lease?
We do a lot of rezoning. We do a lot of, we look at a lot of preliminary plats. We've done multiple annexations. There's a certain amount of interest that we are used to seeing in those. The interest today is obviously greater than usual, so I would ask you to give us an explanation of what might be triggering so much community interest in this project.
Well, I think this is a significant project in scale in terms of the size, the sheer size of the project. And we have for many years talked about retail in this community. And so I think that component also spurs a lot of interest.
I would also ask you to comment if there's any controversy that we can anticipate so that we can be thinking about different ways of looking at the project.
None that have presented itself to us in any kind of written or verbal form in terms of the project merits.
So it's that there's a lot at stake in terms of size.
Well, I think there's always, you know, again, we've had previous discussions as we have discussed different nodes in the community. If Jeff goes back to the Chapter 6 map, we have had considerable discussion about the nodes, most recently at 6th and Wakarusa, at 6th and SLT, at 31st and Iowa with the Menards project, with the node at the North Lawrence project, north of the river. And so those are always good, healthy discussions within the community.
Thank you.
Well, what's next for this project is, I guess we all go on with our day and we wait for July 21st, and we'll publish some staff reports next week, and we'll wait for the hearing.
Is this the time when we should have any discussion, or I know we want to be careful about public comment and all that kind of stuff, but.
Yeah, I think, again, this is a time to get you introduced to the project and give staff and or the applicant any direction on any information. I mean, you're very familiar with the type of information we provide to you. If there was anything in our presentation, like Commissioner Lee said, what are the high points of it? If there's anything else that you think that you'll want us to analyze for you or the applicant to analyze for you, I know you haven't had a lot of time with the retail market analysis, for example. We haven't had a lot of time with it. We'll spend that time this week looking at it and provide you some information and in our opinion of it. But there may not be anything more than what we have, and just to introduce it to you so that you're familiar when we bring it to you July 21st.
Well, I'll note just quickly, I think that the retail market analysis and then issues regarding it being close to the river are sort of the two things that pop out to me as areas of interest. I know those are the kinds of things that are always addressed in the staff reports, so I'm sure they'll be addressed as they always have been. Commissioner Josserin, do you have a comment?
Since you've asked for it four times so far, without additional information, there is additional information I would like to see. If it's not otherwise going to be contained in your staff write-ups. And obviously, this is a new piece of ground that's on the other side of some major transportation corridor. Mm-hmm. So I'm very interested in what rough estimates of the costs needed for transportation modifications or intersections or stoplights or stuff. Should be implemented to allow that parcel to become retail. and also similar costs for water and sewage.
Okay.
Then I'll be obviously asking also at the hearing how those are going to to be paid.
Sure.
And along with that, you know, since I know a couple of times when we do major node improvements, there is a sharing of expenses between the developer and the city. I recall in particular the intersection when they put in Home Depot and Best Buy. Mm-hmm. If you could somehow briefly summarize what past practices have been, I'd say.
Sure. Yes, sir.
This is probably a modification of my former question. The most difficult thing for me as a planning commissioner is when stakeholders show up at meetings and it's obvious to us that they haven't spoken to each other and they present different aspects of the data as they see it. And it's clear to us that they haven't fully discussed between themselves what the opposing concerns are. I would ask you, first of all, who should we be thinking about as the various major stakeholders in this decision-making process? Neighborhood associations, League of Women Voters, et cetera. By what mechanism might optimal facilitation take place so that when we are presented with the data, it's clear that the various groups have talked to each other?
Yeah, I agree to that. Why would we expect neighborhood associations and League to talk to each other before?
I'm actually talking about those talking, the developer communicating or them communicating.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you for that clarification. I wasn't aware I was communicating. They would talk to each other, so thank you.
There's not a kind of an organized neighborhood association at this right. Location. Per se, but there certainly are neighbors in the notice area. I think there are organizations, as you have mentioned, that will be interested in this, and you will probably be hearing from. The applicant obviously will see any communications that we receive, and we'll have an opportunity to address those, and vice versa. Once the staff report and the full packet is published, anybody in the community can see those. See that information and submit comments. It's a bit of a challenging question because I'm not sure what opposition, if any, will present itself. You can't assume that there will be opposition per se, but as you mentioned, there usually is. So
it's difficult for us when we start getting emails from people whose names we don't even recognize or phone calls. And we don't know why they'd be calling. So if we know who stakeholders are and we see a representation from there, at least we know why we're getting contacted and we can make decisions accordingly.
No, I think that's a good point. I think this kind of pre-meeting helps you kind of get a sense and from the room what the interest level is. So.
I'll throw in another thought across my mind is this is a largely undeveloped area that will be at a major intersection, kind of gateway to the city, and we've discussed some of those issues in the context of K-10 and Highway 40. So I would be interested to know sort of staff's thoughts on whether this should also sort of be treated as a gateway. I mean, it will be, whether we want it to be or not, but whether we need to have sort of special focus on the impact on somebody traveling through and arriving in interchange there. I don't know if that's already been thought through or what, but I think that would be helpful to have in the same way that it has been helpful at the 6th Street location.
No, this has been very helpful comments, and we'll try to provide information on all these issues.
Any other comments from very excited for the hearing itself.
Yes, I suppose.
Well, that seems like a pretty short agenda.
So we did all we're doing is work.
That was what we had slated. I assume that if we wanted to fill in the time, I can provide some updates, or we could talk about the orientation schedule later to see what kind of topics we want?
We can do that if we want to. If there's no other comment from the commissioners on this proposal that we'll be seeing in a couple of weeks, no other discussion. Commissioner Johnson, yes?
I guess we've got time. Let's wait into a couple of minutes.
Sure.
Looking at this conceptual map, the one pager that was distributed to us, I'm not smart enough to read it.
Are you looking at what's up on the screen? Is it the same thing?
I'm looking at what was emailed to us.
I'm just quite asking if that's what you're looking at in your hand.
I can't tell. The print's too small for the questions I'm going to ask. But yeah, that's the map.
Thank you.
But when I look in the middle there, I first said, well, just, you know, parking to serve all that. Something called the demised area. Okay, 355 spaces for the demised area, 842 spaces for the developer parcel, and 447 for the developer parcel. So I'm presuming the demised area probably has something to do with the floodplain?
No, that typically is parking associated with a certain anchor.
Ah, okay, sure. There's a major anchor north of the demised area.
Versus common parking. I mean, our parking calculations go with the totality of it.
Okay, that's helpful. And then I notice, I guess, around the hotel wouldn't be a very large hotel, I'm guessing, because how much is 100? So the parking for the hotel is adjacent to the hotel, I presume.
In this concept plan, yes.
Okay, in the concept plan. Okay.
The concept plan has a total of 303,000 square feet, but I think we were just told 538. Is that
total uses are 538, whatever that number is.
But yeah. The 303 number at the top of the corner is
It doesn't include the outlots shown on the north portion of the property.
Gotcha. Okay.
So we're trying to segregate out a little bit the commercial uses in terms of retail, hotel, which as you will recall isn't necessarily a category we count as retail in our code, but there's some service, commercial services, and those kinds of things that don't count as retail either. So just trying to dissect it a little bit for you.
Another question, Scott.
Yes, sir.
Assuming we approve the applicant's simple request, it's zoned commercial, basically.
Would be, that's the request, right?
Yeah, and so I'm just kind of going forward, and of course here's a conceptual plan, but you know, there are other people who have tried to put in large pieces of commercial in the city before and have not been able to attract tenants. They wouldn't need any other rezoning to say, put a large security system office in here, or
well, we'll share with you what the CR zoning, what uses are permitted and what requires special use and that, and in our zoning staff report, we'll make sure to provide all those uses so that you have a full understanding of what's the potential here.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in commercial,
obviously they can't promise that retailer XYZ.
Right, and there's turnover over time. There's turnover, and you may be thinking about the I-70 business park, where it's kind of started retail, is more service oriented today, and nearly full in its occupancy.
Or where several is parked this morning. And typically on a unit this size, in terms of staging, the developer typically might
build this out in like phases as opposed to just doing this?
I think that would be a good question to hold for the hearing and then let the applicant address that one.
Conceivably,
it could be phased. There's any number of ways to phase this.
Thank you.
Sure.
Any other comments from the commission?
About this project?
About this project. I'm sure we have comments about life in general. If none, then thanks, Jeff, for your presentation. I think we'll sort of close the quasi-hearing on that, whatever you want to call it. It's not a hearing. And the commission can discuss whatever it needs to. Let's start with our upcoming orientation in August.
Thank you. In 5 weeks, on Friday, August 15th, we will have our regularly scheduled annual orientation, also known as the retreat. We are in the process of planning that because there are no new planning commissioners this year. There's no need to assign anyone new. Nobody's term has ended. We were trying to be creative and think about ways of making it valuable. People have done this before. One of the ideas that I had was to actually pretend that we are writing a manual on how to be a good planning commissioner. If you keep it in your imagination for that date, the idea that this would be a good opportunity to really go over what makes a good planning commissioner, how we should think, what we should know, specifically about law and ethics, what we should know about dealing with the public. The book has been written more than once, so we don't really need to write it. But now that we're all experienced, if we were all co-authors in that activity, what would we want? And there is the potential for the product to be helpful to new planning commissioners. Perhaps some of it will be written. But it's a way of taking 10 people who have had good experience and really trying to figure out what future planning commissioners might want to know. Also, it really is still educational for us. So, any thoughts about that idea? We sit down and we say, let's look at the different topic areas. What have you learned? What would you want in the future? What didn't you know when you got here? What would you want to know if you were a new planning commissioner? I thought it would be a creative way of getting our juices, intellectual juices, flowing. Commissioner Strzok,
I think it'd be a great idea. Finishing my first year, and I have not actually had an orientation. kind of an on-the-job process, which has worked out well. Having some idea of what to expect, what I enjoy. But I think that would be a good idea. I think there's several specific topics that I think, as a new commissioner, I wish I had more intro to for that.
Did you get assigned right after we did our orientation? And you took over, did you take over from?
From Chad Lake.
Okay, so that would explain that.
Yeah. I would encourage if anybody else had that same experience, how does this work before meetings or in meetings? A couple mechanistic procedural things that will clear up, but we have a lot in front of the commission.
And this is your meeting, but if we're just talking about orientation stuff, Patrick, you?
I think it'd be fine. I think it'd be interesting to sort of reflect personally on the past year and think a little bit about how we do things and why we do things. And, you know, I want to avoid giving any advice yet, but just more of a reflection on the hearing.
I'll be surprised if any of us really avoids giving advice. It's one of those jobs that we sign up for because we like influencing. So again, this input will be helpful. What I had originally thought is let's reflect on the year, and I thought, we reflect on the year, but if we have it in mind again, we could do something with those reflections for the future that would make it even more meaningful to us and
give us a few categories to think about.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. We will. And you know, the books that have been written on this are the good books, but they're not about Lawrence, they're general. So I think we use the same categories that are used typically in these How to Be a Good Planning Commissioner manuals. We will certainly look forward to hearing from our legal people about the ex parte communication, conflict of interest, and that's always helpful, and we'll schedule that formally, so that'll be excellent. But the other categories are generally, you know, how to deal with the community when they visit or the audience, the decision-making process, parliamentary procedure, laws, the different zoning categories and why they're meaningful, you know, more of the contents of planning and development. Those will be loosely described. They'll be the categories of conversation.
We have a opportunity this year in some venue, either or our orientation or separate or a series of mid-month meetings with our Horizon 2020 update to start, you know, discussing, discerning about the different surveys that we have coming in. So I provided you the ETC survey. It's a wealth of information. We're starting to break that down for the steering committee that Clay and Stan sit on eventually. But I think at some point the Planning Commission should take up more of that work and more of that those issues and process and hear from us. And I mentioned it because of the venue of the orientation. Might carve out a couple hours to do that.
Oh, I think so. I have so many questions. Questions as simple as, you know, does it look like the whole document will be thrown out in a brand new one to be written that we don't recognize, or will it look just like what we have so far, just based on your meetings? What's it looking like? Because when is it officially instated? The new one, will it be part of, will it be this year, next year? When do we start saying this is the document that's...
Sure. I'll remind you a little bit of the process we're in. This spring and summer is sort of the community input. So that's two different surveys that we're doing. And one of the things we're talking about now, it hasn't been firmed up, is to take the results of those surveys, take the top categories of interest, you know, that people have told us that they're interested in or that makes Lawrence great or that we need to work on, and do a couple of community listening sessions to explore those issues a little bit more. And then the culmination of spring and summer and kind of fall effort is to take to the steering committee what we call an issue action report. And that's gonna be a pretty healthy report that says, that compares and contrasts how the results of the public process today compare and contrast to the comp plan we have today, which gets at your question about what's the comp plan product look like after it's all said and done. I can't answer that yet because we haven't reached the end of the process. And then the steering committee works its will on the issues that will be part of the actual updating of the plan next year.
Selfishly curious, with 1 year and 11 months left, I'm wondering if I will be on the Planning Commission when we're talking about the comp plan, if you need a new comp plan.
I think so, because the, you know, probably spring of next year, of 2015, if all goes well, we are bringing that issue action report to the Planning Commission, City Commission, and County Commission to sort of get that. As you know, our comp plan needs all three bodies to work in unison to be completely effective. And we believe that PCCC and BCC then will be able to give us our direction, marching orders on doing the actual updates to the plan. So if all goes well, the heart and soul of it will be in that issue action report to give us some of that direction to move forward with the actual updates. And then we'll spend umpteen hours debating shall, should, may, will. So that's the plan today. I think it's gone fairly smoothly. I mean, I would urge you, if you're interested, to come to next Monday's meeting of the steering committee. That's when ETC will be here presenting their product, their report. That's going to be a very interesting meeting. in my opinion, because they can drill down a little bit in each of those graphics that you see in the survey. The survey was over 800 pages long because it has a lot of data, and a lot of the other categories had, you know, 800 to 1,000 comments put in there. If you dig pretty far deep down, you'll see all of the verbatim comments provided in the survey results. And, you know, those are very telling as well. So.
Should we notify you if we're going to attend that? Is there any?
In terms of a quorum of the Planning Commission at that meeting, just to hear the presentation. Randy, do you have any advice?
They could attend as just members of the general public, attend the public meeting of that other meeting, as long as you're not engaged in discuss the business of the Planning Commission.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's an open meeting for the steering, it's a steering committee meeting.
Right.
Would you send us a details?
Just sure, we'll send you that agenda packet or the website link to the agenda. Because there's also survey results from the other survey we're doing, which is the staff survey that the steering committee actually helped draft as well. And there are all of those results are scanned and posted in as well. That converted to an online survey. And so in August, we plan on presenting that to the steering committee, some of those findings. So we'll have ETC survey, the other survey, and then any other comments in. But we're also doing a series of groups and organizations by category. So say economic development and neighborhoods and environment and so on and so forth, that we have asked them to come with their comments and input and bullet points worth of suggestions to study in the comp plan process.
So just to bring this full circle, that's helpful. My question, my claim was selfish. It was really partly also to think about how we should be thinking about it for orientation for our retreat. And also we know how we should think about it and talk about it for our retreat. If there's any other input regarding that orientation retreat, Clay and I and Scott and some others will be getting together to further plan that. So Brian, did you?
Yeah, just and two things.
John.
I think it was 2 years ago we had sent out to the commissioners prior to the orientation a survey or a list of questions we might have going into the orientation. I thought that structured the discussion throughout the day really well. I made it interactive, so without trying to recreate the wheel, if we could look back at what we did as far as what we sent out, it may have just been an email, what are your questions? But I thought it had more structure to that.
I still have that, and I'm glad.
Okay, so I think that could be a good tool if we'd like to use that. And then what I found very valuable in previous years at that orientation was an opportunity to hear from city commission members and county commissioner members, elected officials, and, you know, city manager and or county administrator.
Yeah, our handbook would be incomplete without having that meeting and having them tell us what they think is important in the decision-making process. Our new exciting ones, planning commission. So I thank you for those ideas, questions beforehand, and or some kind of tickler beforehand to get us thinking would be of great value. And then, of course, having the officials invited would have a good turnout. Retreat, you had
thank you. Well, we as a commission spend an awful lot of time responding to the agenda put in front of us, coming to our meetings. On the other hand, we really don't spend a lot of quality time talking about issues looking at the forest. I guess I've collected in my mind several, what I describe as low-level itches that I would enjoy having some time to discuss with my fellow commissioners and staff, because we don't have time to discuss these issues any other place. And I find myself occasionally frustrated. You know, we talk about planning and all these things we do to create Horizon 20XX, or whatever it's going to be called. Yet when we have a process be business friendly, where people can, in one fell swoop, change a plan, annex property, rezone. And then on top of that, we've adopted internal rules that none of us can even ask questions until 4/5 of the presentations are all made. And I just, those are a couple of my frustrations. If the chair of the orientation session would allow, I might whip up an email suggesting some kind of maybe better articulating some of these issues that I describe as low level scratches. But they're really about how we as a commission run ourselves. When I was brand new, I certainly didn't even know enough to know to ask these questions. I'm afraid I'm deep enough into it now. I question some of the, or just wonder about some of the rules we've adopted. And I think we ought to pull up and revisit some of those issues.
Yeah, I think that's great. Today was a good example.
Well, exactly.
What we shouldn't be looking at questioning. Your questions about things like parking are vital. People often bring up, usually bring up traffic study. Those kinds of things seem vital. The questions we all have about how much money is involved, how much money will it cost for infrastructure, and questions about whether, how far are we supposed to go with questions like that, I think would be really, really good for all of us. Because especially with me as chair, I'm responsible for gatekeeping, and there are probably times when I need to say, aren't there questions about blank, and there are other times when I should be saying, I don't know that we're supposed to be talking about this. So that's part of the gatekeeping job of the chair, and I would love to have answers to that. Those kinds of questions.
Good luck.
You're keeping the gate. You've been fine.
Because I will always speak.
You've been fine.
Thank you.
We all stumble around. I had somebody tell me in my first meeting, what did he say to me? He said to me, that's enough already, my first meeting. So we learned the hard way the first couple of months.
I agree with Commissioner Johnson. I think it would be healthy for us to look at process as much as anything else, and get into why we do it this way in our meetings, and is there a better way to do this particular part, whether it's public comment or hearing from the applicant or asking questions. I think asking questions is one that is really hard to sort of control and understand the implications of, and actually I had a conversation with Commissioner Denny about a presentation that he heard at the Atlanta conference that he went to with the staff, where they were talking about the potential issues with asking questions after having closed the public hearing and stuff like that. So I think it would be helpful, to go over that kind of process, not only from the perspective of what's the most efficient way to sort of get the information we need, make sure everybody who is entitled to speak is able to speak, but then also to make sure that we really ratchet down on the legal requirements of the types of hearings that we're supposed to hold, the types of discussions we're supposed to have. So I think that's part and parcel of what you're talking about. But
unlike today, for instance, it is very good. I've noticed on some of these projects, the staff may have been involved for a year, 14 months. Yet the information we have is what Chad may pick up from reading the public documents, and then we get our packet 4 days in front. And I understand how things always get updated, and staff doesn't want to give us wrong information, but some of these issues are a lot broader than 4 day review by us.
John, I would agree with
if,
that.
If we're going to be meaningful.
I think part of
I mean, this is good to get some of these documents, because I will read this stuff. The magnitude of this is larger, but I don't think that every issue that's presented in front of us has that kind of magnitude, but some of them it does, and it just gets frustrating. So,
sorry to interrupt there. I too am challenged by the amount of process. process time we have or understand the time we have. And I think the goal of the mid-month is good. Today was maybe a bit frustrating because there was so little information. You know, the information that we had seemed challenging. Where the last one we had was a little different. So I think it'd be good for us to have a little conversation about if we're going to do that, especially with legal entering in, how do we do that that doesn't become then another planning,
another
hearing. Formal hearing, yeah. So I think we have to figure that out.
Mr. Lease, any other
issues
to take care of for a-
Yeah, I am drafting a letter that you will, an email that you will get shortly that will say thanks for your input. Here are the topics that, here are the headings, the categories that I hope to include. Please provide any additional categories you'd like to see covered. And there'll be a series of these that will take you, it'll take you 60 seconds to respond. Because if you have nothing to say, I have nothing to add. If you have something, please say, what about the, you can say, I noticed you didn't include what I said here. So please respond to these, and there'll be a couple of them. This will be just the net for the categories. And what I have as those categories so far are case. That will want questions beforehand, that will want to cover legal stuff, that will want to discuss the status, the state of the new comprehensive plan. We want to look at our process, why we do the things we do. We'll want officials, city and county officials, to visit as usual. So those are just some overarching categories. Please just send us back any suggestions. That'll be a good way to get. Within 5 weeks away, I think we're really in a good position to make it what we all want it to be. So on that, I'd be done.
Okay. Any other reports regarding other committee work? I know on the Horizon 2020 Steering Committee, our last meeting was about 3 weeks ago. Our next one is Monday at 4 o'clock, but Scott described we're going to start going to twice monthly meetings after that, so there will be more to report as things heat up a little bit. Right now we're kind of still in the public input gathering process mainly. Any other reports on committee activity?
I just have a question. What's the deadline for getting those 2020 questionnaires back in?
The city?
The survey on the web is available until August 1st. We'd like to receive any paper copies by then as well.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sure everybody here will fill it out. Don't wait for the Planning Commission hearing. Anything else? We can all, maybe we should all go back to our day jobs, except for staff. You're already here. Okay. Well, if there's nothing else, then Monday, 21st.
Not 23rd, but
right. We don't have a single second.
Hold this one. Got it.
That's next.
Yeah, right. I just worked on the
first one. Yeah.
I think the standard's done it.